you're very welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Nat Bartsch's Lullabies. This is unique. Tell us a little bit about it, and it's a twofold question, really. How did you get involved in playing music to babies?
I'm a pianist and composer from Melbourne, and my background is in jazz, but I've slowly moved into classical music as well. And the music I've always written has been soothing in some way. And then when I became pregnant, I sort of started to think about what was a musical project I could work on in those sort of early months and years of motherhood. And I thought about making an album of lullabies that would hopefully help babies fall asleep, but also be just meaningfully nice music for adults to hear, because there's so much bad music out there for kids that's sort of really infuriating for the parents to listen to over and over. So I interviewed a couple of music therapists about what kind of compositional guidelines I should work with to help babies fall asleep. And then I followed those recommendations as much as I could, but I kept coming back to the mantra of, if I didn't have kids, would I still want to listen to this music? The beautiful thing has been that the music often works. There's lots of babies around Australia that sleep to this music, which is really, I'm very pleased about that. But it's also played and enjoyed by a lot of adults, and it's actually been used across the lifespan. You know, it's been played in a lot of birthing suites when people are delivering their babies, and it's even been played in the final hours of people's lives before they pass away. So it's had a scale way beyond I ever imagined.
It's a proven formula. I'm sure a lot of parents, new parents, are listening now and saying, how do we make babies go to sleep? And this is where you have the remedy. And it's not just it's not just for babies. It really is for adults as well. And it's a way of supporting people that might suffer from autism, also mental illness, and all walks of life, really.
Yeah, that's right. It's used a lot by music therapists, which is great. It's so great because I asked for their advice in the first place. And, they supporting people with all sorts of neurodiversity and mental health issues and stuff. And it's so great just to know that it's music that can serve that kind of purpose. It's really quite an honour, something to help people.
So it's not creating music like Akadaka. It's the soothing music, isn't it, that does hit a chord here?
Yes, yeah, it's very meditative. It uses a lot of gentle repetition in the music, gentle melodies and things like that. So the idea is that the baby sort of starts to hear those repetitions of phrases and it starts to kind of meditate on that and slowly drift off to sleep. And, it does seem to work. I can't guarantee. Of course, every baby is different.
It tends to work, but nothing's 100% though, Nat, anyway. But
it does
help out with the parents and it does help out with the baby, so I reckon it's great.
Thank you. Thanks, Lee. Yeah, it's... And so the tour I've been doing... What I'm doing on my lullaby tour is I'm playing some concerts during the day for parents and babies to enjoy together, and it's a little bit like going to a babes in arms session at the cinema where basically the music is good for the parents to be entertained for an hour, but you can also bring your child and, you know, you can feed them and they can crawl around and just kind of be themselves. And so that's sort of what I'm doing with those. And then I am also playing some shows in some places in the evenings with a jazz quartet, and we'll be playing down in Admona with a friend of mine, Luke Howard, and we're sort of playing an evening show, each playing our own music for adults, and then the next morning just popping back into the Nolan Gallery and playing the lullaby. So it's lovely that the music's been a bit flexible and it can sort of reach different audiences and different circumstances. And so I'm looking forward to playing a parents and babies show in Burnie.
So Burnie Arts and Function Centre, so it's an afternoon show. That's on Sunday the 15th of August at 3 o'clock. And you never know, at the end of the show, you might have the babies going to sleep and also the adults too. You might have to throw a bucket of cold water over them to wake them up after the show.
Yes, it does. And it's funny because if people do fall asleep in my concerts, I sort of take that as the ultimate compliment.
And just quickly, Nat, just tell us, you've released an album too, Forever and No Time at All.
And so that came out in 2018. There's a jazz follow-up called Forevermore, which came out last year. And I just released a new album of classical music called Hope, which is sort of written about the pandemic and the bushfires and all that sort of stuff. So I've been quite busy the last few years.
Oh, very topical over the last few years with bushfires in Victoria and also with the COVID situation globally.
Yeah.
You've got a website or a Facebook page?
Yes, I do. So my website is natbarch.com, and then on my website there's links to my Instagram and Facebook pages as well, so you can keep up with me there.
Nat Barch's Lullabies at Burnie Arts and Function Centre on August the 15th. That's a Sunday, and that starts at 3 o'clock. And I must also mention too, Nat, be prepared to download the Check In TAS app so you're ready to go that afternoon during this COVID situation. And thanks for your time this morning on 7B Breakfast.